Once Taran had removed the rest of the EV suits from the locker, Ben stepped inside and began to evacuate the air. By the time the procedure was finished, Trista was reporting over the helmet comm that the Prince's star cutter, the Beam Racer, had appeared on the tactical display and was dispatching its squadron of Mytils to support them. She also warned him to be careful leaving the airlock because the banging sounds had stopped, but Ben had known that much already. He could sense the droid lurking on the hull above the airlock, a ball of hot, quivering energy. Ben opened the hatch, but stayed inside, borrowed lightsaber in hand, as blaster fire split the wispy red curtain of Nova gas. Less than a second later, the flurry of bolts died away, and a droid hand, a black skeletal droid hand, shot down from the upper edge of the hatch and opened fire with a standard blaster pistol. Ben activated Tahiri's lightsaber and began to bat blaster bolts back out into space. But his mouth had suddenly gone dry, and he felt an irrational panic rising inside. He recognized that hand, could never forget that particular hand. Inside those fingertips were a dozen different anguishes, electrodes, needles, tiny torches, acid pads, and so much more. Trista's voice came over Ben's helmet speaker.
Jedi Skywalker, are you always this much trouble? A Star Destroyer just came out of hyperspace between us and the Beam Racer.
An instant later, another voice came over Ben's helmet comm. This one thin and raspy, the voice of his nightmares in prison.
Did you really think you could escape me, Ben?
Double X.
Who else, Ben?
Double X continued to pour fire into the airlock. Ben dropped into a corner where the droid's firing pattern did not seem able to reach, deliberately landing with a heavy thud. Then he let Tahiri's lightsaber roll from his hand, still activated, and tumble through the open hatch out into space. The blaster fire stopped, and an instant later, the glossy black figure of a thin droid with a skull-like face and blazing blue photoreceptors came swinging through the hatchway. Ben was waiting, with his hand already outstretched.
Hello, Double X.
With only comm waves to carry the sound, the droid had no idea where the words were coming from, and its head swiveled toward the opposite corner of the airlock.
Goodbye, Double X.
Ben hit the droid with the hardest force shove he could manage. Double X let out a comm squawk of surprise, then flew out of the airlock backward. It instantly began to pour blaster fire back through the hatch, but only a moment passed before the difference between its momentum and that of the blue slipper made the angle impossible. Ben stuck his head around the edge of the hatch and was relieved to see a helix of bright dashes still pouring from the blaster pistol as the droid tumbled into the blood-colored gauze of the Carida Nebula. Then he noticed the matte black hull of the Anakin Solo sliding past in the distance, the cloaking cone and gravity generator dome leaving no doubt about its identity. To his surprise, the hulking Star Destroyer seemed to be turning away from them, pouring ion cannon fire toward a target he could not see. The squadron of Mytils that had been sent to escort the Blue Slipper were flittering around its exhaust ports, no doubt trying to land a lucky missile and disable the Solo before it captured its target.
Fearfick!
Ben cursed.
Are they going after the Beam Racer?
I wouldn't say going after,
answered Trista.
Their tractor beam already has a lock.
So they're going to capture Prince Isolde,
Ben gasped.
They already have,
Taran replied.